Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, you remember this from your WAVA days. You got to have skin to win.
Wasn't yes. artificial intelligence what you called the afternoon show there?
Absolutely. Every single DJ, too.
When you say soft teeth, it is the grossest thing I've heard all week.
You have soft teeth. It's like trying to chew with gumdrops. It's hard. The food moves around, but it doesn't break down.
I got an amazing deal, less than $2,000 for an all-included alcohol, food, room and board, and airfare for a ski vacation.
Wow.
And it's fantastic, and it's a pretty nice place.
What's it called?
Cancun. That's it. I wanted to have you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are live from a bunch of places around the world. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and also Los Angeles, California, where Oscar is, with a beautiful view of California countryside in back of him. And we've got Rob Spiewak in Washington, D.C. We are live from Podville Media in Washington, and also heard in great towns like Uniontown, Ohio, Wildwood, Florida, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Dana Point in California, Truthville, New York, and Kissing in Bavaria in Germany. Before we get started with the show, I got a special announcement here. Hey, Apple.
Oh, hey,
Apple.
Hey, Apple.
Big,
Apple.
Big,
hey.
Thank you.
Hey, Apple.
That's right. Thanks. Okay. Hey, Apple, big news starting tomorrow. That's Friday, you know. You will be able to get the TMOS bonus show on Apple Podcasts, which we're excited about.
Yes.
We made it so easy for you to grab that delicious extra TMOS content. Just one click and you are there. Shake it on, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
You are there. Probably an ad lib. This is huge for us, so to celebrate this Friday, you'll also be able to download the exclusive audio from our live show from New Orleans. It's just like being there, except instead of fighting delays on Southwest, you just have to click a button.
That's it.
And rock and roll on your phone. Easy peasy, and you're in the Big Easy. The TMOS bonus show, now it's closer than ever. Push that button and get ready for bonus fun and bonus laughs. I'll mention that one more time before we get out of here today. So we are here, and Oscar, who has been the traveling fool,
yes.
has made his way out to Los Angeles, where he's doing some work for Podville.
Did you even have a chance to do your laundry between coming back from New Orleans and heading off to Los Angeles?
We did our laundry when we landed.
That's very, very, very assertive of you. Yes.
This is the same clothes I packed for New Orleans, but I'm over here, not over there.
Right before the show, we were doing some logistics with Oscar in Los Angeles, and I have to say, your feet.
What is that about?
I don't know.
It's like the worst OnlyFans I've ever seen.
Oscar, here it is. So, you know, when we were doing the studio here in Fort Myers, and I had the little dock that I had them put in the wall, I ran a cable, and we had Ethernet connectivity.
Yes.
And now you are at your multi-million-dollar sister's house out in Los Angeles, and you are engaging in the sophisticated method of running an Ethernet cable out of window and down into the two of them.
Yes.
One for audio, one for video. Oscar, wouldn't it be better for everybody, for the people walking by the home? Well, you're in the backyard, I think, where you're running that cable, right?
No, this is the front yard.
Mike, well, instead of having a big, ugly Ethernet cable out in the front
yard. Was it a yellow cable? Tell me it was a yellow cable.
No, guys, you don't understand. I have to hide the cable after the broadcast. So every day, like Spider-Man, I have to slink it up, pull it back in the window, and then...
Who are you hiding it from? Your sister?
No, I'm hiding it from my neighbors.
Well, here's the thing.
They're embarrassed by it.
First of all, your savvy medical sister and brother-in-law should not have a modem and a router in the basement It said that's just not the right place to have it. Everybody would tell you that.
It's upstairs in their office.
Oh, it's upstairs.
Floor. Oh.
It's upstairs?
It's upstairs.
So you run it from upstairs and you...
I pop out a screen of a
basement. I thought, who said he was going into a basement?
It was me. I knew that there was... Mike, I got it wrong, but you know what? It was... The matter is that it's on a different floor. I just... I'm not familiar with the layout.
No, but there's a big difference. It's fine to have upstairs, especially if that's where they're doing most of their work.
And, yeah, and it's from their home office. Are doing it. Home office upstairs?
That's where it should be.
And,
you know,
just for you millennials out there, imagine... Brandon Walsh's house from 90210, and instead of a beautiful picturesque house on a little hill, you see two huge industrial Ethernet cables being thrown out one window and crossed across two floors.
Yeah, that would be more at Dylan's house.
I love the shot. I love the shot. I always do. You've been out there so many times since we've been doing the show that I love to see the outside.
I can take this outside if you'd like. You want me to take it outside?
No. We've wasted enough
spent
time.
Spent too much
already.
Time. Too much time.
But my question to you is...
You made me late enough.
Yes.
You do this show out there in L.A. at the crack of dawn, early. And Mike, what are you looking at?
I heard a dog. I'm sorry.
Focus.
My
focus
sister's
on
dog's
the show.
Outside. I need to
please focus on the show.
I'm here.
I have a question for you.
Meow.
Is there any chance? I mean, are they so busy at that hour of the morning that you could not do the broadcast from their office, or would that be waking people up on the main floor?
My sister has offered that, but it would be I'd pay a price because. That offer is emotional cryptocurrency.
Rob, this is struggle, man. This is the struggle.
This is.
It's not a struggle if he just plugged in up in her office. It would be easy peasy. But no, he creates this drama so that he can struggle running cables out a window.
I do this for a better picture. Upstairs is a wall, and that's it.
I think all we have to do is see your smiling, smiling face.
The smealing face is what I like.
Do your smealing face. Are you going to do it from the office on Monday's show?
But it's an offer, non-offer, Mike, because...
Right.
Is it empty?
By the way, tomorrow is the bonus show, and I'm going to Aruba.
Right. On Monday.
So we will have the Monday show. So you got a whole weekend to figure it out. That'll be awesome. How was the trip out? Did you enjoy yourself?
American Airlines is a 10 out of 10.
Are they still they still in business?
I've been I flew Southwest to New Orleans.
You did.
I've been a Southwest guy. I had been for the better part of my lifetime. I have to tell you, if American is like flying in an Uber Black compared to an Uber X, and that's the economy one when you're taking like a ride with someone else.
Yeah.
A share ride is Southwest. And I'm no snob, but the fact that the seats weren't dirty and they weren't vinyl from 1970, just that in itself like makes me feel like, oh, I've arrived.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll also share this with you.
Yes.
We came out with 9 Pelican cases. Huge cases.
People should know that Oscar always travels with his birds.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you to continue the good work at Podville. And I know you like going out there and getting a chance to see family too. So that's a bonus.
I'm never going back.
The home base is going to be La La Land. I don't blame you a bit.
Not with the taxes.
Yeah, that's true. People fleeing too, and with the property costs out there. People flying. You know. By the way, down here in Southwest Florida, the password is greed is good. You know, I am sorry. People
gotten to that, has it?
Keep trying. Well, every day now I'm seeing price cuts on houses for people that are being realistic. And then I'm seeing the hold the line. When you see a house that's priced over $1,500,000 and they reduce the price by $10,000, that's like Get with the now, okay? Live in the now. Get with the reality. That's not going to cut it when your house has been on the market. Oh, it was $1.5 million. Now it's $1.4 million. I'll get right on that. No, yeah. It doesn't work like that. If you're not selling it, you're not going to sell it unless you really cut the cost. Come on now, all right?
Greed.
Give me a break. Out there, people in California, there have been major news stories about it, that they're fleeing to other states like Idaho and Montana, because Texas. They're trying to get the less expensive real estate. And they're kind of moving people out of the places where they could afford to live. It's all ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's all getting rich, baby.
It's a resort cost, right? The 10%. This place is beautiful. I think we all have to pay to play. Mike, you know this. You moved to Florida. It's God's country.
When I moved to Florida, you could get a house down here for $15.
Correct. But the public school system is not where it should be. You're not paying state taxes, and you pay for that in some places.
Yeah, because the old people don't give a rat's ass because their kids are all having kids of their own in Pennsylvania or wherever they live, and they don't come down here. And by the way, the big story yesterday on the local news down here, and I saw one of their 11-year-old reporters talking about how they're now going to have metal detectors, gun safety metal detectors, and they're all excited about that because that's the focus on molding the minds of children down here. Thank God my kid is doing okay.
No talk of textbooks or actual, professorial
there's talk
stuff?
Of banning textbooks.
Well, okay. Well, then.
And there's talk of no mention of anything gender related until through 12th grade. So all of their public school years will be no mention of sexual orientation of any kind when it comes to if someone is openly gay or openly trans, and you can't even bring it up. The subject cannot come up if somebody's being bullied or somebody's being ostracized. It is a very, very difficult time down here in Florida. And then meanwhile, you have the governor of Florida having a massive fight with the Disney Corporation.
Oh, he wants to build a prison, right?
I don't know what he wants to do. I'm not sure what he's up to. But also, did you know, I was reading this today, somebody can look it up, that there's the big feud with Disney because Disney didn't support his sexual orientation policies from Florida. Mm-hmm. They rebelled against them, and he rebelled back and was very petty. It's a big feud.
Mm-hmm.
But I read today, don't know whether it's true or not, but I think it is, he got married at Disney World.
Did he? No kidding.
Our governor got married at Disney World.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. But Mike,
isn't it garbage? And Rob, the fact that, and it is, isn't it scary that the fact that we're even having the conversation that people are banning books?
Oh, like, I guess in this day and age, it's mind boggling.
Yeah. But reality is gone. I mean, as far as the, the way people think now, it is completely done as far as critical thinking and the old tenets of a democracy where, everybody has the right to the pursuit of happiness. I don't know. I'm very, very concerned. And that leads me to the next conversation that we touched on yesterday, but we didn't go deep enough, where I watched a video this morning, and the video was live on the Las Vegas Strip. And all it was, and I love these videos.
Okay.
It's guys that take a GoPro or even an iPhone, and they take it out on a street, and they just walk. There's no dialogue. There's just observing human nature.
It's perfect for you, because the thing you hate is narration or music.
Oh, can't stand it when you do that, when you mess around with the video. Show me. Have great audio of whatever you're playing.
Well, yeah, of course.
But this was just, I looked at this, and I said, my God. Artificial intelligence will eradicate the human race, and deservedly so. When you see the type of people, first of all, you've got the crazies on the bicycles. Then you have the crazy guy that's just waving his hands around and spinning in a circle. Then you have the late teens, early 20s girls that are wearing the skirts that they constantly have to yank down over their ass because they're so they're so high that they expose the butt cheeks, and if they're not wearing underwear under that, God knows what. But it's sitting, you have that, and I'm looking around at all of this, and I'm saying, this is our society. This is what we are, and it was just this festival of stupidity. It really was. It was just a festival of mindless people behaving badly, and I said, what, you know, when AI comes along, the self-teaching AI, mm-hmm. artificial intelligence, where robots are learning to do things and computers are learning to do things, if that technology gets to the point where they are ready to make the move, I think we're easy pickings. I think we are easy pickings.
Do you think they can teach a robot to pull its skirt down?
Yes, I do. I think it would learn that. They learned to play. Well, you watched 60 Minutes, Oscar.
Yeah, where they I did.
Where they learned to play soccer, and they not only learned to play soccer, after a while, they figured out what plays they could make to maximize their ability to score goals. And they did.
They evolved their game.
They evolved it within mm-hmm. the artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody told them how to do this.
Can you send me that link just for research purposes, Mike? I'll watch that after the show.
Thank you, Oscar. Link. I think
you're
it's
talking
important.
About the link of the people walking on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, I don't need the 60 Minutes clip. I watched that in real time. I want to watch the.
You don't want to see Leslie Stahl twirling down her skirt.
But Rob, Mike is right. For you, for everyone out there that you know,
wow.
And I get it. 60 Minutes may not be your cup of tea. When they devoted the majority of this episode to AI, and not the AI we're talking about here. It's the type of conversation where you feel like you are literally watching the beginning of Terminator 2.
And it is the potential for changing our society, and that's the best case scenario, and the potential for letting a genie out of the bottle that may be already out of the bottle that we will not be able to control is the bad end of things. Yeah. And it is absolutely stunning the advances they're making in that right now.
We've been at this life a long time, and there's been a lot of stuff introduced in my lifetime that I looked at and I said, wow, that's cool. That's an advancement. But AI is one of the most jaw-droppingest things that I've seen, and it's happening so fast.
Or jaw-dropping things.
Yeah, well, I was emphasizing.
AI would correct that.
Well, maybe I need a little AI in my life. Mm-hmm. But it is the stuff
that
does.
We have AI on our show.
When Oscar showed me the AI, I shook my head. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it, that it was happening, and not in some distant scientist's lab in a mountain in Switzerland. It was happening in our office. It seems like science fiction, and yet it goes on.
And the implications for it are multifold, as a manager of the Cubs used to say. Mm-hmm. I just don't know, A, how soon it would be, and B, what the ramifications might be. I think right away, and I'm going to sneeze, hold on.
Yeah.
AI wouldn't do that. really, in the immediate future.
AI chew.
Replacing workers. Replacing high-level workers.
Danger. That is the danger.
Guys, first off, it's an evolution of it's an evolution of the way we work. And by I don't mean us as podcasters or radio hosts. I mean society. There's going to be opportunities for those who adopt early because they're going to, you know, lean into, I have a virtual assistant. Instead of putting two projects out, I can put six projects out in one day, and I can do it at the quality that I am proud of because my virtual AI system, artificial intelligence, is allowing me to do the hard critical thinking. So it could do all of the rudimentary, tedious administrative work.
Oscar, is it oversimplifying it to draw a parallel between where we are with AI now and when the Industrial Revolution hit the United States in the 1880s, 1890s, when they were starting to mechanize and factory and assembly line?
That is a valid parallel. I'll actually modernize what you just said. And Mike, I'd love to get your take on this.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the first time we we someone showed us the internet.
Yeah.
And said, what am I going to do with this?
I remember not understanding what they were talking about because it was so foreign a concept to me to, you know, I remember hearing about the information highway and it just, it happens rapidly. As soon as it's there and usable, that's when we figure out how to do it. But stunning as far as this is concerned, I just feel we as human beings, not Americans, not other countries, not Republicans, not Democrats. Oh, and by the way, the Happy Valley crew yesterday were talking. They have already begun the spin from the right wing media talking about AI is being developed by people with a liberal slant. So that when it is fully developed, right, they had to, right? They had to immediately, before the conspiracy exists, come out with the experience, you know, the conspiracy that it will be a plot by the left to take over the world. Jesus Christ.
Well, look, everything's going to be politicized, but, you know, it's funny that they're talking about that and not the almost $800 billion settlement from Fox News.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
priorities.
I don't know if politics even would play into it. Although you can, I'll give you an application for artificial intelligence that they say will be so seamless you wouldn't know. Where you could create a political figure and a video where they would be talking, much like we did at our live show, and you would not be able to tell that that was not the real deal. That person was. It would be completely created by artificial intelligence, and they'd make a speech. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. And by the time you release it and it's out there, it's consumed by people and believed.
Yeah,
not necessarily because it's true, but because they want to believe it. And
it's like,
there you go.
It's like when in a courtroom, when a lawyer asks a question that's way out of bounds, they object, and he says, "Okay, I withdraw the question." The question's already out there. The jury can't unhear it. So when you get one of these deep fakes and you put it out there, like it or not, it's planting seeds in people's brain of what, you know, what happened. And if they want to believe it, all the worse.
Also, the for you families out there, there's this technology is being used for evil already, where people are being targeted, especially the elderly, that, you know, you'll get a call from who you think is your niece or nephew and they need help. And it used to be that someone sounded kind of like them in the distance.
Yeah.
But now they can mimic their voice.
Yeah, Mike. So be careful if you get those calls.
AI. Well, you know, security officials are saying to use a family password and not share that with anybody. I don't mind sharing it with you here. Would you like to hear what the password is?
Your password? Yeah, please.
Yes. So nobody mimics my voice and tries to bilk my mom or dad.
What is it?
The password is penis.
But you have to whisper it.
I've got right now, I'm on a website that is called the Dummies website.
Yes.
And AI, it's a primer for, I think there's seven kinds of intelligence.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence. First one, visual spatial. And the simulation potential for this is moderate. So that means middle of the road.
Okay.
And this can be used for models, graphics, charts, photographs, drawings, 3D modeling, video, television, and multimedia. That's there. They can do that. Body functioning, kinesthetic. Kinesthetic, which is using it for like assisting arms and legs
motion.
To move and things.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a moderate chance too. Specialized equipment and real objects. Then you've got creative, artistic output. We've shown that. You guys use that when you want to write copy.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've done it on the show already. Mm-hmm. It's already there, folks. It's happening like that. Inventions, new kinds of musical composition.
Mm-hmm.
That's being used. Then you have interpersonal, telephone audio, conferencing video, conferencing writing, computer conferencing, email. That's already out there and being used. Interpersonal, books, creative materials, diaries, privacy, that hasn't been used yet. It's not there yet for artificial intelligence.
Just you wait.
There's linguistic, mathematical, all these things are being used. But I think down the road, you know, what's the sci-fi implication we see? Robots.
Yeah.
Robots. But if once they start doing jobs, especially jobs that require critical thinking, to me, the ship has sailed. Because what the hell are human beings going to be here for? Other than, you know, eating Wheaties and farting on the subway. Which they won't be on because they're not going to work.
Someone's got to plug them in and unplug them.
That's very true, Oscar.
Run the Ethernet cable out the window and down in the front yard.
You made me feel so much better, Oscar. Someone's got to plug them in.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great story about Pixar and Toy Story 2. I just was listening to a podcast on the way down from DC to Los Angeles. And
if I may, when Robert was a boy, he referred to the movie as Toy, Toy, Toy. So if you want to say Toy Story 2, that's fine. But to me, it will always be Toy, Toy, Toy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Toy, Toy, Toy was almost lost and in totality at the end of the creation of the film because some rube was used in the office was using the wrong protocol to delete his files. So they had lost 90% of the film in the office that they had to call down to the server room and say, unplug the server from the wall. Like you guys, we could say, turn off your computer and hacked.
My God, something's happening to your AI in Los Angeles.
Someone unplugged Oscar.
Pony, what's happening over there?
He's stabilizing now, but he had a little dropout for a moment.
Very good.
Oscar, if you can take it.
Looking better now.
No, you should talk, but take it from what happened with Toy, Toy, Toy and the bad protocol of the deletion.
Toy, Toy, Toy was deleted by some rube inside the building. They had to call down to the office to say, unplug the machine from the wall. Someone's deleting all the files.
Oh, my God.
And they were only able to get back 90% of the movie, which they had lost, because one of their team members was on maternity leave, and they had backed up all of the files and left to work from and basically left the office to work from home. But she had all the files backed up on her machine. They ended up bringing the machine over like it was the Pope,
of course,
from her house to Pixar to upload the backup into their system.
Can you imagine the email that goes out company wide? Say, I hope everyone's having a great Thursday. Does anyone have a copy of the movie? Because that's where they're at.
You know, laugh all you will, but I'm going to give you a sentence that is right in front of me here.
All right.
And that is this. Existential risk from artificial general intelligence is the hypothesis that substantial progress in artificial general intelligence, AGI, could result in human extinction or some other unrecoverable global catastrophe. Yeah, that stopped the show, didn't it, huh? That stopped the show. How about that?
Could they help us? Could they help us fight Trumpism?
No, they do the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, why do you say that? Okay. You're like the same thing the Republicans say to me, where it's a liberal plot. Okay. You're saying it helps it. Now, why are you saying that? Because it's the exact same thing I hear from the other side.
Here we go, Pony Wars.
So,
Pony Wars!
one of my favorite examples of this is that Microsoft set up this this AI that would just kind of explore social media, and it was going to be used to like see if it could like post and sound like a real person online, right? So this thing that they started up within 35 minutes, it's already like full-blown fascist and like talking about the Jews and the Muslims trying to like replace white people. It happens so fast, but these things come back totally unexpected and really doing some
pretty horrible
things.
What if that story you read, what if that information you got was generated by a left-wing AI site that was putting that propaganda out for you to think there's a conspiracy?
What is the matter with you?
All right. Here, I'm going to give you, I'm trying to find the simple, and it's so hard to find.
Yeah.
But before we wrap this up, I just want to talk, that's what I wanted to talk about today, was the dangers of it. Because they really effed that up with Scott Pelley and his giant Woody. Yeah. Going, this is absolutely incredible.
Did he look like he always does, that he doesn't know quite where he is?
It just, he was enamored with the technology, but at the same time, he just barely touched on what I think people are curious about. I think it's a logical way of thinking to pursue this to an extreme where there might be a threat. So what's the number one threat from AI? Job losses.
Sure.
Due to AI automation. That's probably right there. It's probably been done already with robotics taking over jobs. That's number one. All right. Moving on to number two, social manipulation, like Pony was saying, yeah, through AI algorithms.
Mm.
Potential abuses of AI list social manipulation as one of the top dangers of artificial intelligence. Let me see if I've got it. TikTok runs on an AI algorithm.
Bitcoin.
You know, you... I would love to be you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would so love to be you.
You really
wouldn't care about anything.
Mike, I do care, but there are people out there that are going to say, if we didn't do that, they missed a reference.
And but the bottom line with that, no one knows what, and the reason I argue with Pony there, no one knows what's real and what's not.
That's true.
That's a danger. And that, because we're already there in our own minds. And number three, Pony will like this one. Social surveillance, Pony,
yes,
with AI technology. That's a big one that they have.
Yeah, China does that.
They let you know what's going on. You know, they find out who you like, what you're doing. That's been done for years.
Yeah, China's
years,
been
anyway,
watching people in various cities to see if people are, like, if you're supposed to go to work on, you know, during the week at a certain place, if you're seen, like, going into a different part of town, it will flag that somebody is going somewhere that's like outside of their normal routine, and it may not lead to anything, but it's just one more little thing that that they're looking at, and that's one of the scariest things about AI is the
yeah, but without
observation,
without order, there's chaos.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. But here's number four: biases due to artificial intelligence, kind of what they were talking about yesterday, that because the AI researchers are primarily people who are male, who come from certain racial demographics, who grew up in high socioeconomic areas, primarily people without disabilities, we are fairly homogenous population, so it's a challenge to think broadly about world issues, which means that AI might not do that successfully, and it might stereotype in that way. Which is kind of deep, weird.
This happened 3 years ago when the Apple credit card came out. You remember that, Mike? Like, you could actually apply for a credit card from your phone. And they, a watchdog group found out that black and brown people, because they were using this this AI, they're being disenfranchised and discriminated against from getting the actual card approved at a high credit level, even though they had great credit and cash in the bank.
Mm. There it is, because the AI results in a, I guess the word would be profile, that will...
A bias?
Yeah.
Will widen socioeconomic inequality. That's number five.
Yeah.
Because, and that's related to the first one that I told you about biasing. Here's number six, weakening ethics and goodwill because of AI. If mankind's so-called technological progress were to become an enemy of the common good, this would lead to an unfortunate regression to a form of barbarism dictated by the law of the strongest. This is scary stuff, people.
Though, let's give credit where credit's due. And I'm sorry for cutting you off, and I'll have a better...
That's all right. I'm just going through these because it's fascinating to me. The dangers of AI.
On 60 Minutes, and they were right.
Kill the robot.
They said that a radiologist is going to have the opportunity to hypothetically, you know, get a second opinion from AI just in case they miss something.
Mm-hmm.
Just so if you're there... And the radiologist sees like a cloudy mass, that you get that. Okay, let's take a look at that. But if something is in its early stages and the AI has been trained to notice that abnormality or outlier within your scan, then maybe there's something that maybe they could, it could save lives. Modern medicine.
Well, that's a nice thing, but yeah, let me give you a bad thing to counter that.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Autonomous weapons powered by artificial intelligence.
Man.
Resulting in another global arms race, but this time with AI. Imagine the targeting, the type of weapons to use, finding where people are hiding. The military implications are mind-numbingly terrifying,
astounding,
of what could be done. By the way, there's plenty of sophistication in weaponry now that is controlled by the United States and other superpowers. But if any major military power pushes ahead with AI weapon development, a global arms race is virtually inevitable, and the endpoint of this technological trajectory is obvious. Autonomous weapons will become the Kalashnikovs of tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think
we're all going to die. Oh my God,
Mike, you remember this from your WAVA days? It's you got to have skin to win.
And I always thought artificial intelligence, Mike, wasn't artificial intelligence what you called the afternoon show there?
Absolutely. Every single DJ, too. From Don O'Brien right through Smokey, right through Captain Fogel.
Captain Dave Fogel.
Baby. Shadow Smith.
That's a good one.
Wow. Man. How you doing, Shadow? I'm sure to pray. Anywho, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. But, you know, I think already there is enough talk to be slightly hopeful that things will have to be controlled to a certain degree, you know?
Yeah, and for those of you out there, this includes us, and I like talking to you about this. Mike, it's the only time we really get to connect outside of, you know, when we see each other face-to-face. If you are running a business or you have a team that you're in charge of, like, you should start having these discussions with them, because two things are going to happen. Either you educate them and they lean in and they find ways that could actually not just help the overall mission, but help themselves to understand and not be intimidated by this. Just like the World Wide Web when we were younger, like, what can you do with the web?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll lean in and they'll create opportunities. If you're scared about this, or you don't want to hear about it, or you're like annoyed by it, you're like, Oscar, yada, yada, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Just take a beat and think about how you felt and how late in the game you might have been to the internet and the regret you had then.
And as the professor or whoever the brilliant man was that they were interviewing on 60 Minutes said, when you bring in the scientists and you bring in the tech people that are going to be developing the systems, you have to also bring in the philosophers and the thinkers and the writers. Yep. And you have to have a humanities perspective on artificial intelligence, and regulation has to be there, too. I think there are a lot of people that are saying that, but of course, if Dr. Evil gets his hands on it, screw it. We're all done.
We're all done at that point, right? We'll have sharks with lasers.
Sharks?
I've created a weapon that is so powerful.
Anyway, it'll be a
friggin' laser beams, Oscar.
Pretty heavy duty for our show, but what? It gives you something to think about it. Now, you know, pick your nose and fire a rocket. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Michael Mara Show. Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat.
Fats.
That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot. Sit up straight in your chair, Mike, or you start to look like Morgana. Hey, does your day today leave you feeling uninspired, meaning meaningless, unrewarding? Do you have trouble with that, huh? Do yourself a favor and snag 5 minutes for a dadgrass toke break.
They've also got Momgrass joints as the perfect pick-me-up to spark your creative flow, or the original Dadgrass joints to quiet your mind after your 9-to-5. Dadgrass, legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD. High, get it?
High.
So you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has CBD tinctures made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Or try the Dadgrass gummies, the best on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. Dadgrass will leave you feeling great. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off. That's dadgrass.com.
Excuse me. What is with you?
I'm on a medication, Rob, that makes me... Oh, Mr. Santana has now moved to the outside deck. The sun is so bright, it's very difficult to get a really good look at your view there.
Let me see
it's kind of a super bright, but it looks like you're looking over
the ocean, right?
No, can you actually, from where you're sitting, can you see the ocean?
Yes.
Oh, man,
yes.
I wish we'd get
the ocean.
All the blues up there is the ocean.
I don't see blue.
I just
see
white.
A big white, like washed out white.
I see what looks like autonomous weapon fire.
Yes. It's AI. Use the AI button to straighten that out.
You have to double-click the AI button.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And, oh, hey, it's time for the thing. We got to play the thing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Play the thing.
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry, Mike. This is your thing. And I forget.
So
about
you have a memory of a 98-year-old man.
Sorry about that. I always forget about that first
every
switch.
Day. And at the end, we're going to need the thing at the end of the show.
Yes,
right?
I've got that.
God almighty. It's been 22 years since George Clooney's Ocean's 11 came out. But George claims that a few people are still kicking themselves for passing on it. You hear about that all the time.
Sure.
Great offers of roles that people didn't take. Supposedly, a couple of heavy hitters were in talks to play Linus. That's the role Matt Damon eventually got. George says, quote, some very famous people told us to F right off.
Well, I don't blame them because you know what? On paper, it sounded like a bad idea because it's a remake of a not very good movie.
Yeah, but it was a famous movie.
Yeah, but also until it had all of the stars attached to it, I might look the other way.
All right. Well, Mark Wahlberg told him to F right off. Johnny Depp told them to F off. There were others. They regret it now, says Clooney. I regret doing effing Batman. Apparently, oh, God, Owen Wilson passed. God, what is Owen?
Thank God.
Does Owen Wilson have pictures on people or something like that?
Was he going to play the Elliot Gould part?
I have no idea. I really don't know. Will Ferrell is producing and starring in a comedy series about golf.
Hey, that's really great, Mike. You like golf?
It'll be Will's first comedy series since Saturday Night Live, a series, not a movie.
Oh.
It doesn't have a title yet, but it'll be out soon. And it's about a professional golfer who becomes the center of a controversial new league competing with the PGA. It's fictional, but loosely based on the real-life controversy with LIV Golf. It's said to be in a similar tone to Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Fantastic. That's going to be, I hope he wears clothes that are ill fitting because that's funny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he'll show his butt.
Yeah. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
In case you didn't know, Will actually plays golf and has been hosting his own fundraising event for two decades called the Will Powered Golf Classic. I did not know that. I've never seen him at like that Pebble Beach Pro-Am where they bring all the celebs out.
If you were running Pebble Beach, would you have Will Ferrell there?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
100,000%. They had Ray Romano and Kevin James. Yes, Will Ferrell. I'd bring him out there. Yeah, because he's a big movie star. That's the thing.
I don't like him.
When Dee Snider says he's not going to take it, the it includes bans on drag shows. In fact, he's thinking about bringing back his Twisted Sister makeup as a protest.
That's good.
I like this.
Yeah.
He posted a series of tweets, and he was teasing it.
One of them had a picture of Keanu Reeves from John Wick, and the quote, "People keep asking me if I'm back. I am starting to think, yeah, I'm back." And in the caption, he said, quote, "I took off the makeup." D. Snyder's from New York.
Yes, he is.
I took off the makeup more than a decade ago, but in light of the current stupidity in the USA, it just might be time to start wearing it again.
You know, his best role was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Remember, he sang "Burn in Hell" towards the end of the movie.
And I don't remember that.
Yeah, Pee-wee is walking through running through the movie set when he went to steal his bike and he's in the back lots. One of the shoots he interrupts is a Twisted Sister video singing "Burn in Hell."
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah, it's good stuff.
A study found the best cities for stoners, since this is 420.
Oh, that's good.
And since to say that I was inundated early this morning with material for 420 would be an understatement. We get it. What a great lobby. What great PR, stoners. Your PR and your passion for your drug that addles your brain is... And somebody's right now going, "Addles your brain? Oh, shut up, Mike. Shut up. It doesn't addle you. Your booze addles your brain. And we don't step on people's necks when we're..." I'm just... Calm down.
Yes.
I'm just saying there are a lot of people that want to talk about this. And it's very popular.
It's very popular.
Study found the best cities for stoners: Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Denver. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Buffalo.
Yes.
Seattle. Mm-hmm. Does it always have to be Jimmy for Buffalo?
He's who I think of. Okay, Maddie then.
Seattle. And Baltimore. How about that?
I got some great nubs last week.
Yeah. They based it on things like dispensaries per capita, price, and the fact that weed is fully legal in all those states. That looks so comfortable out there right now. Oscar, what would be the temperature out in Los Angeles right now?
It's right now it's 67 degrees.
Oh, gorgeous. Wow. Nice, crisp, cool morning. The worst cities for stoners: Birmingham, Alabama.
I can see
Memphis,
that.
Memphis, Tennessee, and Louisville, Kentucky, all states where it is not fully legal. So that's why they have a problem for that. Let's see here. If you've ever wondered how the 420 thing got started,
yeah,
USA Today looked into it. USA Today looked into it. And the top theory is that in the 70s, some high schoolers in California... "What are you doing here?" They used to meet at 4:20 p.m. after school to smoke up. So 4:20 was their code, and Ooh. Then it expanded and got bigger. I don't know if I believe that or not. I always heard it was
a code for cops when they made a marijuana arrest.
Yeah, correct.
It's a 4:20.
Here are the top 420 food deals that we've seen out there this year. Jack in the Box.
Is that still a thing?
Jack in the Box brought back its Pineapple Express milkshake. that sounds good, though, doesn't it? Del Taco has 8 tacos for $4.20.
It's a deal.
And Smash Burger has 4 burgers for $20. That seems like a stretch right there to move that into 420.
Yeah. Come on.
They've got a Del Taco here, right around the corner. I'm in.
They also have an In-N-Out Burger where you are.
Oh, the line's too long.
And right. What's the other one? What's the burger place like Hardee's? It's the version
Jack
on the West
box.
Coast. No, it's the other
Carl's
one.
What Jr. is it?
Carl's
Jr. Yeah. Thank you very much.
But do you have an All-American Burger?
Do not.
Oh, that's because it's a fictional burger place, Mike. Mm.
Is it really?
I believe so.
You used to work at All-American Burger.
Hey, I know you.
I saw a quick
ahead.
Scene. I was at Mike, you remember the McDonald's next to WUSA in D.C.?
Yeah.
Right on Wisconsin Avenue?
Yeah.
Right.
Shocker, I snuck away from the house to have some McDonald's and hide from my wife. And
is that the closest one you have to go to?
That's the closest one.
Wow.
So I drive to Friendship Heights. It's right up, like right in the D.C. area for everybody around the country. But there's no drive-thru, so you have to walk in. So I'm sitting in there. I order my food. I eat my food inside in silence, just people watching. This lady walks in with her Big Mac, and she has consumed 3/4 of her Big Mac, and talks to the manager. Says, "My Big Mac wasn't warm." And he says, "Miss, you have eaten most of your Big Mac. Is everything okay with the Big Mac?" She goes, "Well, it wasn't warm, and I want a new one." And this poor guy, who's probably just like wants to go home,
I usually get good service here, but my breakfast was a little undercooked.
I said if the guys were here, they'd be dying because is it Judge Reinhold?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mister,
in a minute, I'm wondering. Oh, yeah. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron. Mister, in 1 minute, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Art imitates life. It was that scene, except for all the yelling. Because
did the manager cave and give her a new one?
Of course. I'm sure it's in the manual. You have to cave,
Wingstop is selling hot box meals with fries covered in a spicy cheese dust. Jimmy John's has a new Munchie Crusher sandwich. I'd love to know what that is. Of all the things on the food, I'd like to know what a Munchie Crusher sandwich is. Blaze Pizza is letting people upgrade their high-rise crust for free. What do you mean upgrade? Like put more toppings on it? Is that what it is?
I have no idea. Not familiar with
Mr. Spicoli? I don't know. Fat Burger came up with a new cannabis-infused ketchup for $4.20, but you can't get it at their restaurants. They're only selling it at a few weed dispensaries in L.A.
Aha,
ketchup.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What was the burger joint in New Orleans? There was one that they don't
Fat
have
burger.
Down
no,
here.
No, Port of Call. That's the famous one.
No, this was a chain burger place. I think it was Whataburger.
I thought it was
I saw Whataburgers.
The Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Right?
Oh, I missed out on Whataburger. I thought it was just
there were Whataburgers on the drive, and we never went to Whataburger. Should we have gone to Whataburger?
Yes. They're a game changer.
Wow.
Damn it. Hey, after you go to Whataburger, you can try this. TikTok's latest beauty trend is to rub beef fat all over your face.
Gross.
It's supposed to be a great moisturizer and cure acne. I asked Carla about this today, being an esthetician. She said, I don't know. Anyway, technically, it's beef tallow.
Okay.
Rendered fat that's been cooked down to remove impurities. It's just like lard. Except lard is from pigs.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought lard came from beef, too. I didn't know that.
No, that's a pork thing.
A bunch of people online swear it works and say their skin has never looked better. And I'm growing 50-pound tomatoes. most aren't buying it at the grocery store. Back in the day, people used it as a natural moisturizer, and some beauty brands still sell it. They usually mix it with things like beeswax or essential oils. Otherwise, it doesn't have much of a smell. Someone asked a dermatologist who said it's probably safe to try, but wouldn't be his first choice for acne or dry skin. There are lots of other products now that are proven to help with skin issues. The best way is to visit DermGlowSkin.com and find the full line of cosmetics offered by my beautiful wife, Carla. Eugene O'Mara. She'll have that for you.
I didn't know that was her middle name.
No, it's Marie.
Oh, okay.
That said, some fans claim they've tried everything for acne, and it's the only thing that's worked, you know? Where's my lard?
Mike, here's what I know. It might work, but mostly I like to eat it.
That's right. You can cook your steaks in it.
Yes, sir.
And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A man from Tempe, where you used to stomp around, Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The best years of my life.
Tempe, Arizona. He's accused of criminal trespass and indecent exposure after he allegedly baptized himself while naked at a fountain in a church over the weekend. Police say that Jeremiah Sykes exposed himself while in a baptismal fountain at the One Life Church on Saturday. Officers were told that the man was just sitting there.
Yes.
Refusing to leave.
As one does.
That as police were called, he reportedly grabbed a blanket and left. Officers found him nearby, still naked, holding a blanket. Sykes admitted to baptizing himself naked, but that he left once he was asked to leave. At the scene, officers arrested him on recommended charges of indecent exposure and criminal trespassing, in addition to his outstanding warrants. Once taken to the Mesa jail, Sykes didn't like it. He got a little upset, and he reportedly threw a sock at one of the detention officers. And as that officer approached him, he reportedly threw a punch and hit the officer in the head, requiring him to go to the hospital.
Mm.
Another officer was also struck while trying to intervene. Ultimately, they were able to restrain Mr. Sykes. He refused to answer any questions.
Church officials said the baptismal fountain now smells like fresh rolls soaked in a root beer float.
Oh, there God. You
go. Oh, yeah,
that's that a graphic face. Image, Mike.
Why don't you put that on your face? That'll fix them. That'll take the fight out of them. From Los Angeles and Washington and Fort Myers, Florida, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will continue with this program all for you and all coming up next.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Paige.
I like to snack.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Watermelon. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Fabric. It's the perfect time to take a fresh look at your financial planning. If you've been meaning to get life insurance but keep putting it off, now is the time.
Yes.
With Fabric by Gerber Life, it's quick, it's easy. It helps protect your family's future so you can get back to enjoying life. Fabric has great policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply and then personalize a quote to fit your family's needs. Plus, Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can cancel at any time. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy and do it in less than 10 minutos. You can be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T fabric.com/TMOS. Policies insured by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Oscar, you were mentioning yesterday, we never got it on the show, about hair products. Are you putting things or taking pills or doing something to you? You seem like you have a decent head of hair.
Your forehead
is not getting bigger. Well, there was a time when it seemed like it was getting bigger.
It's receded.
Yeah, I see him pop up on my Facebook memories.
Yeah.
And there's more skin. There's a bigger skin to hair ratio. You look good, though. I mean, you look nice.
Thank you. If you've ever been to Bethany Beach or Ocean City.
Sure.
And this is not for you West Coast guys. You're blessed with beautiful beaches and just, you know, that's why they film television shows out here, because it's beautiful.
It's sunny, yeah.
On a
Baywatch.
Yes, on a weekend.
Starsky and Hutch.
Mm-hmm.
There has been so much work in the Mid-Atlantic, the beaches of the Mid-Atlantic, to stop erosion.
Yeah.
Like they have sand dunes, they have all kinds of plants that are supposed to keep the sand on the beach. I am currently investigating at a very high level and following no less than 34 influencers on TikTok through their hair transplant journey. And what I love is that you see them get on a plane, they go to Istanbul, Turkey, they pay like the $3,000, anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000, and they have the hair transplanted from the back of their head to their receding hairline. This isn't like full hair transplants.
That's just old technology, pal.
Yeah. Didn't you have a PD?
Yeah, no, we had a sales guy.
A sales guy.
Dennis, who... I remember the agony. Do not, do not, do not. You will be in agony if they do that. And it will result in what? Well, Joe Biden had it. He did the same thing where he had the plugs up on top and they took it from the back of the head. It's really sensitive.
Yeah,
back there.
Stitching, though, has come a long way, Mike. And
who's telling you this? The recipients, the doctors, or
these guys from Turkey?
Dr. Turkey told him.
These Americans that
<It's>
are. Mehmet.
Mehmet.
Dr. Oz says so.
Mehmet hair.
I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm following their journey from day one. One of my favorite guy, I'll post this on social. He now is growing his hair back, but parts of the transplant didn't take, so he's got a patchiness to it.
But there it is.
Bad.
Yes, but the grass that is growing looks fertile, and like it's from Bermuda. It is beautiful.
Yeah, but when they move the hair from the back,
Bermuda.
I know. I'm going to let it slide from the back of the head to the forehead. Do they take it one hair at a time? Do they take little clumps?
Yeah, they literally stitch it from where you have hair down there.
Yeah, do that.
Have you thought about the Pubic Hair Club for Men?
It's a great organization.
Do we have that lying around anywhere? The Pubic Hair Club for Men?
No, that is many years ago.
Oh, Beth, find it, bring it in. We need it. All right, thank you.
I've thought of the transplant, and look, I'll bare my soul here. So I still. It's not a comb over, but I got to cover up a little bit, right? But if you go way back, look way back.
You are a good candidate because you have no thinness on top.
I just want to fill in.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to fill in.
And I've passed the point gulf. I'm too old to worry about it now.
Well, Mike, this is why I brought it up. I wasn't trying to be selfish and vain about myself. And look, if this happens, I'll do it on the show, so it'll be good for the show.
Nice.
Okay.
But for those of you, and I didn't know you could do this, that have missing patches of beard that you're like, especially young bucks out there, like, man, I wish I could grow a beard.
Yeah.
They do it for your beard now.
If I get that done, can an older person get it done?
Yes. Yes.
If I get it done, I can get that job I've always wanted at the mall during Christmas time to be the Santa. That would excite me. That would be fantastic.
Back to early starts. Mike's got to go down to Sears and greet the children.
Always improving. Yeah. Always improving.
Why are we judging our hairlines or even the idea that we want to fix them when we fix our teeth? We fix our eyes.
I can't afford to fix my teeth either.
Yeah. You fix our bodies, right?
I spent a lot of money on that. For sure.
But teeth will lead to an infection. I don't think balding would lead to an infection and kill you.
What do you mean teeth? Well, I'm talking about cosmetic teeth.
Okay, but he's talking about fixing your teeth.
Oh, not your soft teeth that need to be drilled in the front.
Ah, oh, that's funny.
Well, when you say soft teeth, it is the grossest thing I've heard all week.
You have soft teeth. You should, it's like trying to chew with gumdrops. It's hard. The food moves around, but it doesn't break down.
I'm trying to think. I'm seeing a cartoon character right now. I'm just seeing a cartoon
and
character.
And when I cough, they keep wiggling.
Never hurt your tongue, though. Your tongue's fine.
No, never hurt
the
my tongue.
The tongue is fine. You'll never bite your tongue. You might pinch it a little bit.
Well, sure, but it tastes good.
Oh, God. We got to take a break. All right. When we come back, Rob, do you want to discuss? I got two options. These are both yours.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about sentiment decor or the list of the rich that you have?
Let's do the rich list, and we can get to sentiment decor another time.
Looking forward to it. We'll talk about what the rich have. That you don't when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, right? I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan, and I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups,
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly!
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, the last thing you need in your life is another annoying decision to make. In a sea of too many options, it can be hard to find a high-quality razor you can depend on. But Harry's makes it easy. They consistently give you better razors than in-store options and the best price. Harry's razors are refilled when you need them and delivered straight to your door, so you can choose Harry's once and they'll take care of the rest. We all use Harry's because we all love it. Harry's is the bomb. Right now, get a quality shave without the hassle with a $3 Harry's trial set. They do this so you'll try Harry's. It includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need it with refills as low as $2. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. If you don't like your shave, no worries on them. They don't care. They know how great their product is. Save the hassle. Set up your delivery and get the best quality shave with Harry's. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. It's the one I use to start. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 starter set. And before we get to Rob Spiewak, I do want to remind everybody, hey, Apple, we got big news for you.
Hey, Apple.
Starting
Apple.
Tomorrow.
Hey. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey.
That's all.
Starting tomorrow, that's Friday, you know, you'll be able to get the TMOS bonus show on Apple Podcasts. We've made it so easy for you to grab that delicious extra TMOS content. Just one click and you are there. Shake it up, baby, now. You are there. This is huge for us. So to celebrate this Friday, you'll be able to download the exclusive audio from our live show from New Orleans. It's just like being there. Except instead of fighting delays on Southwest Airlines, you just have to click a button and you're there.
You're there.
On your phone or so.
I'm here.
Easy peasy, and you're in the Big Easy, the TMOS bonus show. Now it's closer than ever. Push that button and get ready for bonus fun and bonus laughs. We thank you. Or thank you.
We also thank you.
So anyway, you were talking about the rich before
the
show.
This kind of fits in for Oscar because he's right now... He's dipping his toe in the world of the rich and the neighborhood he's in Los Angeles. Yeah. And this was from BuzzFeed. And, you know, there are certain things. There are people that are very showy about their wealth. They really want you to know they're rich. This is a list of non-obvious things to watch for that people exhibit when they're rich.
Are you migrating again, Oscar?
I'm going to show you the rich because I think I can show you these people's the top of their houses.
Oh, okay. So we're going to see. Right. So this is an obvious display of wealth, a home. No, that's beautiful landscaping.
Do you see the tennis courts? You don't see anything? It's garbage?
No. It's a horrible
There's my rental car.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I can barely see that. It's way too bright.
Yeah.
It's way too bright. You have to adjust the camera so that you can show
Thank
outdoors.
You. I'll work on
I love the two lanais. The two patios or the two balconies.
Yeah, look at that, huh?
I like that.
Mm. Oh, man. You know what I would do if I had one of those?
What?
I would be Gordon McRae every single morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Every morning.
I thought you were going to say you'd pee off it.
I don't think you could pee off that one because it would go right on your other deck, but you could pee off the second one.
Yeah. What if you got a target, like a bucket on the first deck, and you could aim for it?
You know one of the things about living down here now?
What's that?
I'm paranoid about cameras, so I don't pee outside anymore. And if I did,
all the time.
Oh, I will when I get up to Maine.
You'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Pitch black, nobody coming.
Yeah.
I pee on one rose bush. Every night. Every single night. I love it. There's nothing like peeing outdoors.
Isn't that called the Yellow Rose of Maine?
Absolutely. Oh, the Yellow Rose of Maine is covered with daddy's urine.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So these are the non-obvious signs you can look for. I want your input if you agree or not. If people wear very nice clothing that don't have brand identifiers on it. So they always look nice, but there's no labels saying what it is.
Yeah,
Kendall
I think
Roy
you know
subscribes to this.
Kendall Roy, very nondescript, but I think you can tell there's a way of people being put together.
Yes,
and being put together doesn't necessarily mean you're. So, as a matter of fact, Carly gave me a real hard time in New Orleans for wearing those really great Adidas shoes that I loved, and I was wearing them with jeans, and she said, "Old men wear sneakers and jeans."
What?
I'm like, okay, that's what she said. That's what she said to me.
True.
Were they corrective?
No, well, they were. I mean, they felt good.
They were prescription shoes, Oscar.
They were. They had, they were straight, and then they had like almost a 90-degree turn inside.
Yeah. I remember, and I thought it was nice.
To correct my hammer toes.
Mike, what was nice is you could hardly see the metal buckles coming up around your ankles.
Yeah, the braces.
The braces, they looked
run,
good.
Run, Michael, run!
I subscribe to this. You don't know this shirt is Amazon Basics because I took the label off. I don't want to show off.
Is that an Amazon Basics shirt?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Is that a brand? I don't even know
Amazon Basics are your cheapest shirts and jeans and socks and stuff they sell on Amazon. So that's an opportunity.
Well, your point is what?
It was a joke.
Took a label off? Oh.
It was a joke. I thought you would know that Amazon Basics was the cheapest
you could buy. I didn't know Amazon Basics. I like
they sell
that's
clothes?
A, yeah. We, that's a perfectly normal cotton button-down shirt, right?
I like it, as a matter of fact. Yes, I
how
do.
Much, how much? Well, no, I'm not giving them a commercial anymore. They don't get it.
Mike, it was $1 million.
All right.
All right. Number two, casually having expensive hobbies like skiing and sailing and golfing.
Skiing is, I think, the rare, especially skiing out west.
Yeah, right? I agree. Mm. But what about
the people with money?
Sailing
too.
That's very expensive, right?
Sailing too. But
boating,
But you can get away. You can join a sailing club in a city like Boston or something like that and not break the bank, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Yachting is a different story.
This is true.
If you're going skiing in Utah or if you're going across the country to, like, we're going on vacation to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm here for work. Mm-hmm. That screams to me. Or you're going, how about this? You're going to your house in the Cape. All of those things from the mid-Atlantic or the South, the scream like, okay, you've saved some shekels.
And you know who's really rich are the people that go sailing in Utah. Because they have to build their own lake.
If you got a big lake, you could do
that. Well, Salt Lake.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, not
so windy.
I got
an incredible deal. I don't ski anymore, but I like going to the resorts because I like the atmosphere and all that. I got an amazing deal, less than $2,000 for an all-included alcohol, food, room and board, and airfare for a ski vacation.
Wow.
And it's fantastic. And it's a pretty nice place.
What's it called?
Cancun. So you made the joke earlier, but I refined it. There you go.
So for young podcasters, that's how you do it. People that have minimalist style and decor in their home.
Laughing at my own joke
on
right
purpose.
Now. Yeah, minimalist. That means you see it on the Architectural Digest.
Yes.
You go into an elite apartment, and they have nothing in
nothing,
there.
Nothing, yeah.
Unlike our house, that if you saw this garage right now,
littered,
you would think, you big dummy. Yeah. Hey, Oscar, I get my letter after the show. I got to go get my certified letter.
I cannot wait.
Will you send us a text?
I'll let you know via text. I'll absolutely let you
Thank
know.
You.
All right, this is kind of scary that this would come up as a factor on BuzzFeed. People that are casually rich are very selective in those they choose to be friends with for various legal reasons.
Boy, I mean, if that's the case, I don't get it, but I guess I understand.
I'll tell you why. Your exposure to being... The lawsuits, right? That's the issue. Right?
The O'Meara's come over. I took my finger off with your mandolin slicer.
Boy, your bathroom has a slippery floor, but I got to go take a leak.
I was slicing this black truffle, and my tip of my finger came clean off. You better open your purse string.
What is that expensive flooring you always see on these shows? Is it travertine?
Travertine is the decking that they have down here, stuff.
So this is how I see it in Florida. We went over for a pool party, and you wouldn't believe it. That travertine, so slippery.
So slippery.
Oh, my gosh.
I cracked my skull clean open. Oh, my God. I'll never go over there again.
I wouldn't tell you this, except we're very good friends. Say, do you have Venmo?
I think I've caught COVID.
We could settle this.
A dazzling smile is a sign that someone has money.
Amen. Something that I love to do, and I'd do it in a heartbeat if I could. But
years of orthodonture and dentistry, it costs money, and that's what you have to do. So
But primarily, I think it's it's getting the TV style fake choppers. That's really where the expense.
Unless you're blessed like Zoolander, who still sparkles
a great smile.
I believe he did that all, au natural.
Yeah, he used to part-time at a dentist office?
He did indeed. I think that's where he knew. He used to commiserate with Carla all the time about their smiles.
He laundered aprons is what he did there.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the food someone eats can be indicative of them being rich without being showy.
Yeah, and you'd have to be aware of that by being around them all the time.
Sure.
But you get that. Always Whole Foods.
Yes.
Always like organic. Always that type of little stuff. It's subtle.
What are the high-end chicken fingers?
I believe it's called a roast chicken.
Panko.
Oh, panko breading would be. Yeah, panko is a Japanese breadcrumb.
Chef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They put bread on a screen, Oscar. They cook it and then scrape it off. That's how they make the breadcrumbs.
Oh, wow.
It's very, it's very, very work intensive. Number six, spending extra time or even a full season in another place.
Ah, Yeah, well, welcome to the snowbirds down here.
Exactly.
They're all going back now. They're all
Mike, you're not a snowbird anymore.
No, I'm not. I haven't been a snowbird for years. I'm a full-time resident down here. I get it, but, you know, it's you know, that's how they do it and how they roll. Guy yesterday, Scottish guy, going to going back home today. It was like, he said,
you were crap.
Is he headed back home to Glasgow?
Glasgow.
Okay, and the last one on the list, and I think this is great. People that are rich, their couches don't touch the wall. And it made me shake my head, and then I thought about it, and it's because you have enough square footage that you can actually pull the couch out and have people go behind it and stuff like that. Oscar, I'm not commenting on your wealth, but of just your geography, you have to have a couch against the wall.
I've never owned, and this is my parents' house as well, which is, you know, a, like middle-class single-family home.
Sure.
You look over your left shoulder right now. Do the couches touch the wall?
No.
Mike, those couches don't even touch the floor.
Right.
I could never, growing up, walk behind my couch. It was a big thing if you drop something behind your couch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All of our couches growing up, you know, and by the way, we didn't have a couch. We had a love seat. We had a love seat.
Yeah, you did.
We did. Yeah. Oh, stop that. We did. We had that. Yeah. Small.
Yeah.
People like big spaces. That's what they like down here.
Anyway, so if you see any of those things going on and you don't see people with rotten teeth, that's what you got to watch for.
A nice smile and a couch that doesn't touch the wall. Hey, you know what? Who gives a really?
Yeah.
It's the way I look at it. We got to take a break. When we come back, we've got the flip side with Rob Spiewak, who will play the flip side. He'll play the last sound, and then he'll play the closing music today.
The music, yes.
Huh? We'll be right back, everybody.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
Do your financial goals feel out of reach?
What?
No more!
No more!
With Chime's secure credit builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with your own money!
Money!
Through on-time payments, or on-time payments, through on-time payments and small everyday purchases. Members see an increase of 30 points to their credit scores on average. Chime reports your payments to the major credit bureaus to help you build credit over time with no annual fees, no large security deposits, or any credit checks to apply. Start making your financial dreams a reality with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Based on a study conducted by Experian, Credit Builder members observed an average 30-point FICO score 8 increase after 8 months with regular on-time payments. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Except at MoneyPass ATMs at a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliant ATM.
I did it. Play the thing, please.
Hello. Upside
down. Roll over. Rolling. Rolling. Rolling.
Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
Mike, I love to bring you good news, news that you love.
All right.
And I can tell you this, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a new movie coming out, and it's coming out on Netflix.
Okay.
It's called FUBAR. Now, we all know what that stands for.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the plot is he's a retiring agent, which I think he's done before,
what
right?
What is that, effed up beyond all recognition?
Exactly. Or repair.
All right.
Beyond all repair. But his daughter, upon retirement, he finds out she's also a secret agent. So okay. Imagine all the silliness.
You are officially retired.
How are you going to spend your golden years, huh?
Dad, I missed you.
Now since I'm retired, I'm going to meet my wife back. What's going to stop us?
15-year-old divorce papers?
She doesn't love you anymore.
Luke, can I talk to you for a minute?
Codename's Panda.
I'm retired.
You
You zip in, extract Panda, grab a WMD, zip on out.
My daughter's in the CIA.
Follow me or get
CIA.
She clearly has daddy issues.
Oh my God, I'm 28.
I'm retired.
No, no. I'm retired. Mine and daughters in that iron CIA. I'm retired. Yes, that's it. It's time for my Colton years. I would like to get as many cliches about retirement as I possibly can. Hey, I don't do this. I should be collecting my Social Security.
But the thing is, I will be watching it. I will definitely watch, especially on Netflix. That's an evening.
I can hear
right
the clips now. Yes. I can hear the clips in our soundboards. It's going to be fantastic. When we go back to soundboards, it's going to be very exciting.
I'm retired. Mike, this is a great Florida story. A man on the, he was on the lam. He was trying to escape law enforcement. So where is the best place to hide in Florida?
In a dumpster.
No, better. He went into his sister's attic.
I saw the video of this. I saw still pictures on the news. Is this the guy that fell through the attic?
Yeah, because they did everything to get him out of the attic, and they resulted in using a fire hose to make him come down.
They pepper sprayed him.
They did that as well.
Okay.
But the water weakened.
Oh, that's right, because the wet, he went right through the drywall, and he was retired.
And he fell into the living room. This is the sister of the man who was on the run.
I did not answer it right away. I was afraid my brother was going to get arrested. He was not coming down. He played possum. They threw 5 pepper grenades up into my attic, yelled and was screaming that they were going to hoist dogs up there. They completely knocked in all of those panels in my backyard.
All right, stop. That's Florida. Hold it right now. Yeah. Do you hear that? Police being bad. Not the brother's fault.
No.
They completely knocked down. This is the anti-law down here. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
You're right.
And they came in. Not because the brother was an F-up. It's the police's fault. Go ahead.
All of those panels in my backyard. And they came and got my hose. And they put the hose through there. And they squirted into my attic. I'm not going to bond him out. I love him, but I'm not. I don't have the money to do so. I need to worry about fixing my home.
I'm not going to bond him out. Is that a Florida talk thing?
Sure. Yeah. She knows. Yeah. She's had that term before.
And Mike, we don't have
video.
She
seemed excited to be on the news.
Oh, yeah.
About
absolutely.
Her brother, right?
Yeah. Not a real. But by the way, if I was hiding in Kathy's attic, that would be the exact same interview. Yeah. Look what they did to my fence. I'm not bailing him.
But
out.
Isn't Kathy's attic? She has a finished attic, doesn't she?
She does indeed. Yeah. Paved with gold.
Mike, we don't have actual video of the fall, but we do have an artist recreation of the man falling through.
There we go. Can we hear that one more time, please, Rob? Very nice.
All right.
I like that.
And let us close with this. For all of our marijuana enthusiasts, it is 420, and Joe Biden issued some comments about 420. And I think it's always nice, even if you don't respect the man, you have to respect the office. Here is our president talking about today.
Any conviction at all for marijuana, your record should be wiped clean. But we have to, there is evidence that we have to do some more study on the impact on mental acuity.
Funny.
And Mike, that's all I got.
That's fantastic. All right, well, we'll be back from L.A. and Washington and Southwest Florida, hopefully, if my letter isn't something that cease and desist.
Mike, I have a prediction about your letter, but we'll discuss it another time.
Very exciting. Great week. Thank you again for coming to New Orleans. And Monday, we're going to talk about where you would really like to see us go. And it doesn't have to be a traditional environment. It doesn't necessarily have to be a traditional live show. It has to be an opportunity for people that love everything about this show, especially the people that they know that follow us, to get together. And we'll open the discussion up and maybe come up with some creative ideas. It's the way my mind's been working lately, because everybody had such a great time in New Orleans. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody, and get that bonus show subscription. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.